You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Razabani for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to have with me Del Boy himself in Manchester. Derek, how are you feeling? How are we doing?
I'm good, man. Do you want to start your own company of like IFL and I'll back you up and forget about the other guy? where is he actually?
He's in Dubai.
He's a rich man, I know. Living, rolling with the rich and folks in Dubai that's living life.
And you got us here working and covering your events.
I know. Anyway, it's cool, man. It's good to have you here.
He'll be here the weekend, I'm sure. Derek, how have things been with Dave Colwell? I know, obviously, you've known Dave a long time, but going back to Dave, how have things been with him?
Things been good, bro. Been training great, perfectly. It's like I never left. You know, I came to work and he's loved the way I worked and the improvements I'm doing, so he's loving it.
You've gone from London to fighting at the Fighters Gym, Shoot Fighters Gym? From those level of fighters to Dave's gym, where he's got Jordan Gill, Hopi Prices, Lerone Richards, the up-and-coming talent. And when I speak to them, and Lerone said a lot of positive things about it. He said, look, I love being around Derek. He gives us a good vibe, good energy. I have lunch with him every day, and his experience helps me.
Yeah, you know, I always tell these guys to just enjoy this moment because sooner or later it's gone. You know, because you have to understand, lighter guys don't have longevity in boxing like heavyweights. You understand? They only got like eight to ten years. You know, and I tell them enjoy it. You know, they love it. Yeah, man, it's the same thing, man. Me training in London, Shoot Fighter training in Dave's gym. You know, it's the same thing.
Did you think you were going to get this rematch? Honestly, do you think that they were going to give you this? I know after the fight they said, we'll give you the rematch while you're enjoying Five Guys, but did you think it was actually going to happen?
Put it so, man. Where was he going to fight? Where? Eddie Hearn can't even put a show of him. Okay, let's announce Joseph Parker's fighting in London. People are like, I don't want to watch that. He can't even sell out in his own country. Or it makes you think he's going to sell out in the United Kingdom. So he had to fight me.
I read your comms that you did with Matchroom where you talked about the judges and you said, look, you don't know what judges look for, the come forward fighter, the defensive fighter, the power thrower, etc. You've said it's going to be war on Saturday. Are we going to see a replica of a Dillian White, which is the anniversary last week, and Chisora 5 years ago?
Yes, you're going to see everything in there. You know, bobbing, weaving, going forward, you're going to see everything. But it's going to be great.
I know you're a man, just like me as well. Thrives of fans and thrives of your loved ones chanting, oh, Derek Chisora. And I know that rumbles you on because it rumbles me on and I'm just sitting there as a fan. But you're looking forward to seeing him back after a long time.
Listen, I love the fans. I ain't seen the fans for a while since 2019, bro. It's been a while. It's almost 2 years now. It's 2 years for me. I haven't seen the fans. So I'm just gassed that they're coming back to love me and then me providing a service to the fans. So you know, if you bought a ticket and you're going to watch on DAZN, thank you very much for tuning in.
How does the fight end on Saturday?
We meet with victory, brother.
Can we go 12 rounds?
We don't know yet. It's all up to the man upstairs, what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Derek, I know you love the sport of boxing. You're here, you're active. Win, lose or draw, you give us great energy and great fights. Dillian White, you posted on your story that it was an epic fight between you two. He reshared the story. I know there's good respect there between you both. He now finally gets his mandatory shot against Tyson Fury. I just want to get your thoughts on him being patient for so long.
Listen, yeah, man. You know, he deserves his mandatory, and I don't think the way what happened in boxing to Dillian should be happening every day. But it's boxing, you know. They're their own judges, their own bosses, so they say what they say is up to them. You know, he's waited, I don't know, four years, you know, and he just waited, bro. And well done to him. And now he fights because if you look at it, yeah, oh damn, when Tyson was drinking and sniffing coke, Dillian won the WBC. And Tyson came back. This is fucked up, man. Is this what I'm trying to say? You see, life, you don't know what life is going to dish out to you, man. You know, it just, one minute you're the top, one next minute you're the bottom. And it's just one of those things, man. So you don't know. It's just love life, man. Just live life, you know. And I feel happy for Dylan that he's get to fight for the WBC. And I hope they do it in London. But would they sell London, though? That's the thing, though.
You fought Tyson Fury twice. How tough of a fight is it for Dil?
It's going to be a difficult fight. He needs to learn to start moving his head, because if he don't move his head, it's going to be a long night for him.
Derek, I promised you 5 minutes. I'm going to keep to my promise. So I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of time. enjoy the media workout. We'll catch you there. Press conference and weigh-in and roll on Saturday night.
Thank you very much. And keep supporting us. We keep supporting the brand. IFL TV. You guys must be making money now, bro. Jesus, give me some of those money.
Derek Chisora, IFL TV. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.